She's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my pennies.
Good morning in 2016. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Snuggles.
Mm-hmm.
Me, Sybil. And ordinarily, Tammy Pickard joins us. She's a little under the weather today. Not a good way to kick off the new year, Tam Tam.
Nope.
But we wish you the best. We hope you're feeling better if you're listening right now. Hopefully you're napping and not listening, though.
She has farfalutis of the blowhole, and we're hoping that it cures up by next week so she can be back on the show again.
That sounds awful. I hope it's not contagious because I don't want to catch that. If you want to chime in, our phone number, 877-881-1053. Or you can send us your AutoFlex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And as always, AutoFlex is open today. You ready to get yourself into a new car for the new year? Give them a call. What's the number, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. 888-234-1234. Out of the area, as always, AutoFlex.com, where you can see all of our great pre-owned cars in one location. You can get a free Black Book appraisal on your trade-in. How about that? Just sign on to AutoFlex.com. Click on What's My Car Worth, and you can actually get a Black Book appraisal emailed to you just by giving us a bit of information about your vehicle.
People always ask us that. They'll send us an AutoFlex Leasing fan text and say, hey, what's my trade-in worth?
Yes.
Best way to do it, go to AutoFlex.com, and you can enter all the little fields, and it'll give you a pretty good appraisal of what your car's worth.
You can get a fairly good idea. Now, the other thing is sometimes I ask people to back their car up to the phone and race the engine, but the reality is, in order to get you the very most for your car, we're probably going to want to see it before we actually trade for it.
Mm-hmm. That was for you, Snuggles. Coming up at 9:15, we're going to get into the most loved and hated cars as judged by Consumer Reports. So if you want to chime in on that, you can. But first, since 2015 has come and gone, let's talk about the biggest car stories of the year.
You know, I think probably the biggest car story of the year, and simply because of its sheer magnitude, is Dieselgate. Volkswagen diesel debacle that has absolutely put the largest automaker in the world in a very, very bad position. And it's going to cost conservatively $20 billion to fix. And that's because they put defeat devices in their diesels, which when plugged into the testing equipment, the diesel would reflect it was not polluting. But as soon as you unplugged it, it became a polluting machine.
Mm.
Yeah.
Who's going to pay that $20 billion?
The Volkswagen people. Yes, including all its shareholders. And, of course, Chairman Martin Winterkorn, resigned. Uli Hackenberg, who was the head of research for Audi, resigned, along with a number of other Volkswagen's upper level of engineers and researchers. So it's a terrible story. And because of the timing at the end of the year, probably the most dominant automotive story right now in everyone's mind.
Bad story, great names, though. Martin Winterkorn and Uli Hackenberg.
Yeah.
They sound like villains in a movie.
They sound very German because they are.
That's
so
true.
The next thing, I think the next biggest story of this year is the electric car, and it seems to be gaining a lot of momentum, partially maybe because of the Dieselgate thing with Volkswagen.
Mm-hmm.
It appears that it's going to be very difficult to build a diesel cost-effectively in the United States that will meet our EPA standards. They can build them in Europe and Asia. They're fine over there, but in the United States, our EPA standards are so strict that they've not figured out a way to build a diesel profitably. So what we're starting to see is more and more acceptance of the electric car, and you're starting to see electric cars show up as concepts in car shows all over. And, you know, you've got the Bolt EV coming out this year that said they say it's going to be about $37,000 after incentives, makes it $37,500 before incentives.
Yikes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, electric cars are expensive, but you don't put gas in them. So you
save a little bit of money there.
Yeah, yeah. And the Bolt is supposed to have a 200-mile range, which really, really would be a big improvement over what they've got now. The next big story, probably the Model X of the Tesla. That's going to be its new little SUV with the gullwing doors.
Oh, cool.
I question whether or not those gullwing doors will function forever.
Okay,
They tend not to.
I just Googled that, Dave.
Yeah.
And wow.
No, that's awesome.
And wow.
I need to Google that, too, because I have not seen the Tesla Model X.
Okay, we can take a minute. Looking. Everybody can Google if you want.
That is super cool looking.
It is, and you know, they say that car is going to be about $30,000. So that will be an interesting, interesting thing if they can bring that car to market for that price.
What is the Tesla Model S? Is it more expensive than 30?
The Tesla Model S is the current four-door sedan.
Right.
That we delivered a Tesla Model S all-wheel drive D, which they call the Ludicrous. Mm-hmm. We delivered one of those on Friday. What day is today? Is that on Thursday.
Okay.
We delivered one to California. And the Ludicrous is the Tesla four-door sedan S, the really nice one, that goes 0 to 60 in 2.6 seconds.
Nice.
Yeah, it's got two big electric engines, one in the front and one in the back. It's an all-wheel drive.
So if they have their Model X SUV coming out, is it more or less expensive than the Model S?
Oh, it's a lot less expensive.
Okay.
Yeah, the Model S is a very expensive sedan. It starts in the 70s, and most of them that we see go, well, the one that we delivered on Thursday was $138,900.
Yikes.
It's terribly fast, though. And it has auto drive, and it does all kinds of neat stuff. It's a really sexy car.
Yeah, they're cool looking.
Yep. Okay, so the next thing, what Tesla has upgraded its cars to, autonomous driving. You could call it piloted driving, hands-free driving, attention-free driving, autonomous driving. You can call it what you want to. If you're waiting for the cars to get here, you don't have to wait. They're already here. We're starting to see... Well, Tesla, with its autonomous driving, that it did the upgrade on the wire. It sent the upgrade to all the cars over the internet and upgraded all its cars to have an autonomous driving feature. You're also seeing the Google cars in California. They're autonomously driving. So they're here now, and you're going to see more and more of it. I think the next big thing, probably the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration, adding the autonomous driving and the safety equipment that we have seen come out in the last couple of years, the forward collision alerts, rear view cameras, automated braking, all of those things are going to be necessary on your car to garner the 5-star crash rating now with the NHTSA.
Ah.
That's a big thing. They mandated a lot of that stuff for 2019, so you're going to see a whole lot more safety equipment going on cars within the next couple of years.
How would they regulate that? I guess at inspection or something?
Well, no, they just mandate that the manufacturers have to build it into the car.
Oh, all the new cars coming out.
Yeah.
I thought meant every car on the road was going to have to upgrade. Like you'd have to go get a NAVS or a backup camera if you don't have one and all that.
You know, we're going to talk about that a little later in the show, though. Some aftermarket devices that you can add to your car that will give them upgrades like some of this stuff. Okay, the next big story of the year, probably the GM ignition recall. You know, they've had 275 injuries, 124 deaths. GM's bill is well over $500 million now, and they haven't begun to pay penalties and official fees and things like that. So that's a biggie. In fact, they just lost their case this last week. They were trying to keep a lawsuit out of court on this ignition switch problem, and the court ruled against them, and that case will go to trial. The next, Takata airbag scandal. The Takata company built airbags that were faulty and would explode and shoot shrapnel into the head and face of the driver or the passenger of the car.
Sounds awesome.
It is terrible.
Jeez.
34 million cars affected. That means that it is the largest single recall in history. The largest one before that was Tylenol when they had to recall 31 million bottles of Tylenol because of cyanide poisoning problems or worries. That was back in 82. Well, Takata has now passed them with 34 million cars being recalled.
Just in the U.S.?
That's worldwide.
Oh, wow.
That's worldwide. Okay, next big news. Probably the biggest year for car sales since 2000. Somewhere around 17.3, 17.4, maybe 17.5 million vehicles sold this year. It is a lot of cars sold in one year.
What's that attributed to?
A lot of things. Lower interest rates. Lower gas prices, the economy recovering, a lot of things.
Yeah.
Big rebates, just a lot of different things. Other than Volkswagen, pretty well everybody's cars sales were up. And again, as many as 17.5 million this year. And that's in the U.S. Another big story this year, industry moves south. And that means to the south of the United States, and sometimes to the south of the border. You're seeing Mercedes-Benz leaving its home in New Jersey, moving to Atlanta, Georgia. Porsche just built their new big home office and test tracks right outside Atlanta. Volvo said it's going to move an assembly plant to Charleston, South Carolina. So you're seeing a lot of the manufacturing move to the southern United States, and that's probably a lot driven by labor costs. And then you're seeing a lot more of the manufacturers move south of the border to Mexico because it is very inexpensive to build cars in Mexico, or it's less expensive, again, labor cost. And there's no tariff to export cars from Mexico like there is from the United States. So we're seeing the industry move south of the border and south of the United States, in the southern United States. Finally, I guess the last thing, luxury is turning to SUVs. You know, when Cadillac first built the Escalade, everyone said, you're out of your mind. What are you doing building some kind of truck, an SUV? You're a luxury vehicle. Well, it turns out they're the top sellers.
Nice.
The Porsche Macan, one of the top sellers. The Porsche Cayenne, their top seller. So now you're starting to see other vehicles. Bentley is going to introduce its Bentayga, the SUV. Lamborghini is going to build something called an Urus SUV.
Bad name.
Yeah. But Rolls-Royce is even considering building something like an SUV. So that's really, really the trend in the business that we're seeing, is more and more of these big manufacturers going to SUVs, especially on the luxury side, because they sell well.
That would be so weird, a Rolls-Royce SUV. And I haven't seen the Bentley one. I need to Google that one,
You can
too.
Actually Google that one and see it online.
I think I will. Lots of Autoflex leasing fan texters coming in now. We talked about the Takata airbag recall, and he says, we should send those airbags to the Middle East.
We should, in fact.
Another guy says, I wasn't born yet in 82, so the Takata recall was the biggest one in my lifetime.
Yep.
Good for you, 82. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blessingame. Tammy Pickard, who is out sick today, so we wish her the best. Snuggles, also known as JP, but we like to call him Snuggles. And me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053, or you can send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text. 43733 is the number for that. And as always, you can and should call Autoflex when you're looking for your next new or certified pre-owned vehicle. Open today, both locations. The numbers are
either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. If you're out of the area, as always, autoflex.com, where you could go and build any car you might be considering right there at our website, and then send us that car, and we'll be glad to get that exact car for you and deliver it to your home or office. You know, I was talking to a customer, my days are all goofed up, but that would have been on Thursday morning, a customer coming in to take delivery of his third or fourth car from us. And I said hi to him and shook his hand and thanked him for his business. And he said, you know, I will never get a car any other way. He said, I only have to deal with Harry, and Harry's a great guy, and Harry gets everything I need done. And he said, you know, it's the only way to get a car.
It is easy.
It is. Yeah.
And Harry is a great guy. I've gotten two cars from Harry as well. So, call Autoflex. They're open right now. You could even ask for Harry. I bet you he's there.
Yes.
All right. Consumer Reports came out with their list of the 10 most loved and most hated cars. If you have a contribution, you can send it in to us, 43733. But here's their list.
Okay. So Consumer Reports came out with a list of the most loved and hated cars. They surveyed 230,000 owners over the last 3 years to come up with these numbers. And amazingly enough, the favorite was the Tesla Model S, the big four-door sedan Tesla, which is already top-rated by Consumer Reports from one perspective, but from another perspective, reliability-wise, it's not one of the top-rated cars. But from an overall, I just love my car, that kind of, it was the number one. By the way, it did rank 40th when it came to satisfaction on long trips.
I imagine so.
Yeah. So, next came another car that has a passionate owner base, and that is the Chevrolet Corvette. And then after the Corvette, three Porsches in a row, the Macan, the 911, and the Cayman. Consumer Reports notes that Tesla, Corvette, and Macan had worse than average reliability scores, But their owners still love them, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
As for the cars the owners dislike the most, it's sort of like a little rogues gallery of very inexpensive economy vehicles. And there's a reason, I assume, because they don't have all the bells and whistles. They're not as heavy. They're a little noisier and that kind of thing. The least satisfying car listed, according to Consumer Reports, is the Kia Rio, which is an entry-level subcompact. Little bitty car.
Sorry, Rio drivers, if you're listening.
And then here's another car that I didn't really think about in this area because I actually like the car. It's the Nissan Sentra. But it's on that list also, as well as the Jeep Compass and Patriot. And they're both being discontinued this year. So if you look at the list of the most satisfying, here's how it went. 1 to 10. Tesla Model S being the most. The Chevrolet Corvette. The Porsche Cayman. The Porsche Macan. The Porsche 911. The Acura MDX. The Ford Mustang, the BMW 2 Series, the Subaru Outback. Oh, that's what makes a Subaru. It's love. And the Volkswagen Golf was number 10. The least satisfying cars, according to Consumer Reports, folks, this isn't my list, Kia Rio, Nissan Sentra, Jeep Compass, and Patriot, both of which are being discontinued. The Hyundai Veloster, which really I find interesting. That's a really cool-looking car, but evidently the people that have it don't just love it. The Dodge Journey, the Nissan Versa Note, which is their entry level, the Nissan Juke, the Fiat 500L is the 9th least satisfying car, and 10th, the Nissan Pathfinder. Again, that sort of surprised me, but that car can have sort of a small feel to it, and it does ride a little rough. There's a number of other cars in the same class as the Pathfinder that might do a better job from customer satisfaction from that standpoint. So anyway, according to Consumer Reports, that's what people loved and hated in the last 3 years.
So only one U.S. car made the list for most satisfying, the Ford Mustang.
No, you got the Chevrolet Corvette.
Oh, I missed that one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Chevrolet Corvette also.
But four Nissans on the least satisfying?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Not good for them.
So does that mean we have to spend $60,000 on a car to be satisfied, Dave?
It's according to perspective, I think. You know, some people are satisfied much easier than other people, clearly.
You get what you pay for, though.
Clearly.
Yes. This headline perked my little ears because I thought it was really funny. Are orphan cars better deals? And I didn't quite know what that meant.
Well, an orphan car is a car that they don't build anymore. Let's say Saturn Outback. they don't build the Saturn Outlook. I'm sorry. They don't build that car anymore because they don't build Saturn anymore. But the Outlook is exactly the same car as the GMC Acadia or the Buick Enclave.
Right.
But because it's an orphan car, if you looked at a 2010 model, you can buy one for $3,500 less than you can the Acadia or the Enclave, and it's the same car.
But if something breaks, don't you have to pay more to fix it because they don't make
same
the
parts? Same parts.
Really?
Yeah, it's an Acadia or it's an Enclave. It's just badged differently. It looks a little differently, but basically, mechanically, all the parts are the same. So would an Outlook at $3,500 less be a big bargain? You bet it would, because you can still get the parts. You can still fix the car. I would not suggest anyone go out and get a Daihatsu. That might be a bad thing, or a Daewoo. But if you're looking at an orphan car, a car they've taken out of production, and there are still light cars made by the manufacturer, that means you don't have parts problems. So those cars then become a really, really big bargain. Now, I'm not talking about a one-year-old or a two-year-old car. We're talking about 5- and 6- and 7-year-old cars. But you can save a lot of money on one of those cars by finding one that you can still operate. You know, the one that comes to mind really is if you wanted a Corolla, for a long time, you could go buy a Chevrolet Prism that they labeled as a Chevy Geo, and it was a Toyota Corolla, except it resale on it was not near as good. So you could save a ton of money by buying one.
I remember in high school, everybody had Geos because they were super affordable and you could still get a new car back in the 90s.
Yeah. So it's according to the car, but if it's a GM car, maybe a Mercury Mountaineer. That's another car. It's a great SUV, but because they're out of production, those cars can be a real bargain in the used car market.
All right. If you want to follow along with that story, we've got it posted, autoflex.com. Just click on the Facebook link and you can see everything we talk about right here on the show. Autoflex Leasing Fan Texter 43733. Would insurance be lower on an orphan car?
You know, if the perceived repair costs were lower, it would be, but I'm not sure it would be. It would be from a replacement car standpoint, but not from a parts replacement standpoint, because the parts would cost the same as they do on the cars that are still being sold. Now, from a replacement standpoint, it would be less. It'd be, hey, one of our, we've got the smartest listeners in the world. One of our insurance agent listeners can text in or call in and tell us about that, if it would actually be cheaper.
Yes. Another AutoFlex Leasing fan texter. Are Toyota and Lexus the same parts, just different names, or is that a rumor?
Sometimes. Sometimes, because you have a lot of mechanical parts that interchange. And it's according to the assembly plant point where it is and that kind of thing. Because that comes down to economics. Is it cheaper to ship parts or is it cheaper to build parts? And how do you do that? But yeah, sometimes they are the same parts. You bet.
Here's another one. Where do you get the info for all the lists of cars you talk about?
I spend a lot of time online at night.
He does. And you subscribe to lists that like the general public can't get on because you're in the business.
Well, yeah, a lot of our stories come off of a publication called Automotive News, and it's the public doesn't see that very often. And it is sort of the Pravda of the automotive business. It's where all the manufacturers put their effort. A lot of their editors from Automotive News have been doing nothing but car work for their entire lives. So they've got really good stories, and some of them have good value to the public, to our listeners, because as a consumer, we can let you in on stuff that maybe you wouldn't normally hear about.
I have to get out my Blassen Game Dictionary for Pravda. Do you know that one, Snuggles?
No, I don't.
It means truth in Russian. That was the name of the Russian newspaper that the communists published.
Yes!
Pravda.
Okay, yeah. No wonder it sounded familiar. Okay. Sergeant Loco is checking in. He says, good morning, y'all. Is this live or is this from an earlier show? This is live. It is 2016, baby.
It is.
Happy New Year.
Okay, AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text. This is Josh with State Farm. What was the insurance question? Okay, the insurance question is, on an orphan car, say you're looking at a Saturn Outlook, which would be the same as an Acadia or a Buick Encore, but the Saturn Outlook would cost $3,500 less because its perceived value is less. It's an orphan car now. They don't build them anymore. Would the insurance be less on that car? That was the question, Josh. Thanks for texting in.
And I would like to know, what are you wearing, Josh from State Farm? Another AutoFlex Leasing fan texter says, Happy New Year. I miss Tammy. And I wanted to know if any new driving laws passed January 1st. It's a great question.
Well, that is a great question. And I don't have a good answer for that. Other than the open carry law, that's the only one I'm familiar with that might affect someone. And that means you can carry your gun in a holster. But when you are stopped by the police, the very first thing you have to tell them is that you have an open carry license and that you are, in fact, strapped or carrying, and they will ask to see your license, and you'll need to be able to hand them that. And if you have to reach behind you to get that, they're probably going to ask you to step out of the car because they want to make sure you don't reach back and grab a gun.
Right.
More police officers are killed pulling people over than any other place.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Yowza.
So that's changed.
Mm-hmm. That has changed. And then one more quickie before we take a break. Should I be using Carfax or AutoCheck, and what's the difference?
I suggest AutoCheck because more insurance companies report to it than to Carfax. Carfax actually advertises a great deal, as everyone knows. But from an industry standpoint, we use AutoCheck. We tend to find it more accurate. It digs a little deeper, shows a little more than Carfax does.
When we return, we're going to ask you, what are your New Year's resolutions for driving? So stay tuned. It's a Saturday morning test drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
AutoFlex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday morning test drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday morning test drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blassingame. Tammy Pickard, usually here, out sick today. We wish her the best. Snuggles and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053 or your AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. We want to know, what are your 2016 driving resolutions? We'll give you ours in just a second. AutoFlex is also open, and the numbers are?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. Out of the area. As always, you can go to AutoFlex.com and like our Facebook page, and you can follow along with all of the stories we're doing on the air today. There's a lot of really cool videos at AutoFlex.com's Facebook page also. One video of a newscast covering the past 12 months of the automotive business I thought was very informative. And then a lot of cool videos of people driving or doing stupid things.
I love the people doing stupid things while they drive. And we also, you can, while you're at autoflex.com, check out the Save Money Monday cars. And what are those again?
Well, on Mondays, we offer cars for sale at a reduced price because we're actually going to send them to auction on Tuesday. So, and we know we'll get wholesale for them at auction. There's no doubt about that. So what we do is we reduce the price and we offer them for one day for sale to the public. And we call it Save Money Mondays. You can find that at autoflex.com under the manager special page.
Yes, indeed. So we asked the question, do orphan cars cost less money for insurance? And Josh from State Farm chimed in and he says, no, sir, the insurance price for insurance is based on a person's driving history. Oh, driving record and vehicle history, like accidents, etc. And by the way, he is wearing khakis. Khakis. Because he's Josh from State Farm.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
All
okay,
right.
2016 resolutions. What's yours, David?
Well, you know, I have managed to separate myself from my phone and my car the vast majority of the time. My New Year's resolution is to make sure that my phone is locked up in my briefcase or closed up in my briefcase so I can't see it or touch it.
Nice one.
When I'm in the car.
That's good.
Because the attraction, it's impossible not to reach for it when it rings or does something.
Yes, or especially at a red light.
Or say, oh yeah, or somebody will send you something, it'll beep and you'll, what
yes.
is it?
Yes.
I gotta see it.
Yes. Yeah. So
like, I can't
you.
Wait 3 minutes.
Snuggles, what's your 2016 driving resolution?
Kind of like what Dave said. You know, it's so easy just to text when you have a free second, or even something as simple as changing to another song on your iPod and things like that. So I just really want to pay more attention to the road. But you know what? I actually given up smoking.
Hey, good for you.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
that
been
is awesome,
a whole
buddy.
2 days, but I'm proud of you,
right?
Brother.
I am too.
Keep it strong. Keep it strong. But you know, even when you're in the car and you're smoking.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe, I mean, you're not concentrated on the road. And man, I've burnt myself, burnt my car, done all types of things. So
burnt your kids.
No, not quite. My CPS, how y'all doing? I'm good.
No, that's but a good
know,
one.
Yeah, but you know, anything that can distract you, you really need to stay away from. It really only takes a second.
Right.
It really does,
so. There is no telling how many accidents occurred, especially if you go back to the 50s and 60s, because people dropped a cigarette in their lap.
Yes.
Because then your attention is no longer on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to protect your tender parts.
Oh, Dave, if that cigarette falls down the little crack part and you got to get your hand down there, it's the worst.
Oh
my
you
got to get it. We're addicted now. Come on now.
That can be so taken out of context. I hope you save it for later.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, Autoflex Leasing fan texter starting to chime in on their driving resolutions. This kid says, I want to get my license.
Ah,
so are
great.
You turning 16 or did you do something to get your license suspended?
Or maybe you've just been driving without one for a while. Who knows?
I need a little backstory on that one.
Autoflex Leasing fan text, I want to drive my car 175 miles an hour or more on George Bush.
Yikes.
Good luck with that.
Let us know when you're doing that so we can get out
sure
the way.
Be sure to get video and then prepare for the lawyers. my New Year's resolution is to get my car to lose some weight, so I'm only going to play workout music while I'm driving. There you go.
That's beautiful. That's a fantastic idea.
I like that.
Another Autoflex Leasing fan texter says his driving New Year's resolution is to not waste as much gas. That's a really good one.
You know, if people actually concentrate on that, and a lot of people have learned this, you can arrange trips in a certain order. You can get everything done at one time so you're not out multiple times.
Yep.
It's a really, really smart way to live.
Well, and we talked about when you plan your errands, driving out to the farthest spot first and then making your way back.
Yep.
And that's one way to save gas. And then my New Year's resolution for driving anyway is to have a little less road rage, especially now that there is an open carry law. I think that would come in very handy for me.
Well, and one of our Autoflex Leasing fan texters, who are in fact the smartest people in the world, did text in, and there's actually not a law that says open carry is now legal. What it says is if you have a concealed carry license, you can carry open as well.
Okay.
So
little clarity.
Yeah.
Clarification. And this person says, my New Year's resolution, I'm not going to give you the finger out the window. I'm just going to keep it in my car while I'm shooting you the bird.
But you're not going to do the finger wag anymore?
Oh, I'll still finger wag.
Oh, you're going to finger wag? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it is against the law to smoke with kids in the car now. I did not know that.
Interesting.
Yeah, I said it was enacted in September. We learn a lot on this show, guys.
Actually,
we appreciate our smart. Oh, did you know that really?
Yeah, and I that's something I would never do anyway, but yeah, it's against the law.
What if you're parked? You still can't smoke with the kids?
I mean,
in the park?
I wouldn't.
I don't think you can.
Yeah,
no.
I don't think you can.
No.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's a great law, and I'm all for it, but that's...
Well, you know, sometimes you'll be driving down the road, and you'll see somebody, and you'll look at them, and you'll be like, come on now, with the kids in the car?
Right.
I mean, okay, so when I was growing up, everyone smoked.
Right.
I mean, everyone smoked.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, my mother never did, but everyone else did. And so it was normal for an adult to smoke in the car. If you rode with your kids' parents, they smoked in the car.
Mm-hmm.
All cars had ashtrays, had cigarette lighters. They had the little vent windows that would... like open in front of the driver's window.
Yes, you could flick your ashes out
the window.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Oldsmobile in the mid-50s, Oldsmobile actually had a little tube that came up between the seats. And that way, when you put your cigarette out, you could just drop it in this little tube and it would drop it on the street. I promise you. It was a factory option.
That is
like
awesome.
Flintstones.
Yeah. Yes.
That's awesome.
That's crazy, huh? Autoflex Leasing Fantex, my resolution is to drive less aggressively. Going to be driving a company service truck. I wonder if it's white.
Oh, yeah, me too. And I hope you drive less aggressively, too. That's mine as well, so cheers. Another guy says, my road rage when stupid drivers learn not to cross a solid or double white line and cut me off.
That's pretty maddening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like the automated cars. They won't ever do that, but people will. So there's the problem. There's the rub.
Yes.
Because people will do things that automated cars won't do if they follow all the rules.
If people are driving an SUV right now and it's made by General Motors, pay special attention to this story because your car could be making you sick.
Okay, so this hasn't really been publicized, but it's real. Some of the 2015 model year Chevrolet Tahoes and Suburbans and Cadillac Escalades and GMC Yukons actually have been making their drivers sick. Evidently, there's either a problem in the suspension of the car or in the way the roof is connected to the bows at the top of the car. And whatever that is, it's causing a resonance in the car that can make you nauseous. It's a real deal.
I've had that happen before. If you have, let's say, your back window rolled down for your dogs or something and you get on the freeway.
Exactly. You get the buffeting. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And GM is doing their very darndest to try to fix this right now. But if you've got a 15... Suburban, Tahoe, Escalade, GMC Yukon, you could have the problem. If you drive a lot on the highway, you'll find out pretty soon that you do. And again, they're trying to work on this. They're adding insulation to the roof of the car, taking the headliner down, adding insulation, taking the headliner down, re-gluing the bows to the roof at the top. They're looking at the suspension. You know, in an effort to prevent rollovers, they designed the frame and body mounts very, very stiffly on these cars. And so they're looking at that, maybe that resonance is coming through the floor of the car. But they got 40 engineers working on this right now, and they still don't have a solid answer for it.
So is there an official recall yet?
Nope.
But if you want to call GM, you can maybe get in early before they send out the notice.
They will talk to you if you call them about it. If you call your local GM dealer from your car, they'll talk to you about it and try to get your car and get it fixed.
And it says the symptoms are dizziness and headaches.
Yeah.
So if you're experiencing that and you're in one of those cars...
That's a real deal.
Call GM. Yeah.
That's a problem.
Tell me about it. And speaking of GM, Corvette has some exciting news because there's a new car coming out.
Maybe.
Ah.
General Motors trademarked the Corvette E-Ray name. E-R-A-Y. Does that mean there's an electric Ray coming?
Maybe.
They also trademarked just the standalone E-Ray name. So they got Corvette E-Ray. And they trademarked E-Ray. Now, these companies don't do that for their health. That means there's something on the drawing board. You know, they're looking at Tesla and the performance cars that are the BMW i8 that are coming out, the Porsche 918 Spyder, that are either going to be electrified or mostly electrified. And they're seeing that area being taken over by other people. That's their market area. So if they can build an E-Ray, that's a really, really cool thing. And it's like the ludicrous the Tesla that we delivered last Thursday. That car goes 0 to 60 in 2.6 seconds. I don't think there's anything faster than that.
Yikes.
At all. I think that's as fast as it gets.
That's what that guy needs to drive on the bush who wants to drive 175.
Okay, so you want to know why the guy got the Tesla in California? I can tell you.
Why?
Because he told me. The 405. he gets to use the HOV lane on the 405 freeway between Pasadena, I mean, between San Diego and L.A.
Mm-hmm.
It saves him an hour a day both ways.
Awesome.
Wow.
It saves him 2 hours a day. Now, he's got the money to be able to afford the car. And he got another $7,500 from the government, and he got another $2,500 from so he got $10,000 in rebates back, by the way. But that's the reason he got the car, was to be able to drive in the HOV, and he loves the car. I mean, that's a good thing. But that's why.
Yeah.
So if you have an electric car, California is the biggest place to drive them. Also, California just changed their laws, and they're no longer going to be giving a $2,500 rebate from the state to electric car drivers based on nothing. Now it's going to be based on your income. And if you make a lot of money, you're not getting any rebate.
Ah.
And if you make very, very little money, you're going to get a lot bigger rebate.
It's like a catch-22, because if you make enough money to afford a Tesla or an electric car,
right,
then you really don't need the rebate, but you're right, also not going to get it.
Well, that's what the California lawmakers said.
Yeah.
Why are we subsidizing millionaires? I mean, these guys, the average Tesla owner makes $174,000 a year, I believe. So we don't really need to subsidize those guys. They probably are okay on their own.
Probably.
Do we need to get used to these electric cars? I mean, you know, the hybrid thing came in and it was a fad and it kind of went away. I mean, is the electric thing here to stay?
I think it is for a while, but I think eventually we'll see hydrogen-powered cars just because they fill up quicker,
okay,
and the range is better, and the batteries are expensive and they weigh too much.
Okay.
Hydrogen-powered cars make all the sense in the world. We just don't have the distribution ability, but it's an electric car.
Right.
I mean, a fuel cell generates electricity. They just use hydrogen to do it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the future, I tell you.
Yep.
Future.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, out sick today, JP, a.k.a. Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053, or send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text. 43733 is the number. And as always, if you are looking to get yourself a new car, maybe even a 2016 model, you could call Autoflex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. Especially a 2016 model, because at Autoflex, we have ways of getting these cars very inexpensively, and we have fabulous, fabulous leasing programs on the 2016. So if you're interested in a brand new car and you do not want to do it the traditional way, where you spend 4 or 5 hours and meet a number of people you never really planned on meeting and have to get your keys back from them eventually to leave, if you don't want to do all that, give us a call at Autoflex, because we do all the work for you. You simply come in and get your new car. It's that simple.
And not only that, but it's every make, every model. So if you want maybe a Nissan or a Toyota or an Acura, but you don't want to go to all three different lots, just go to Autoflex. They'll have them all turned on for you. Heaters running, seat heaters on. You can test drive them one after another and figure out which one works best for you.
You know, I found one of the things that people actually value the most about doing business with us is that they can come back and do business with the same person, even though they change brands.
Mm-hmm.
So they drove a BMW last time, they're driving a Lexus this time. The next time they're going to get a Ford Explorer. They can get all of those cars from the same guy at Autoflex.
Makes it
their
easy.
Their car guy or gal.
That's right. We asked the question earlier, what's your 2016 New Year's resolution for driving? And lots of people chiming in now. This guy says, I want to calm my road rage. I'm right there with you, sir.
I like this one. This is healthy. More water, no more soda.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we could all do that one.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into some of the new gadgets coming out.
You know, if you do not have a car with all the bells and whistles on it, a brand new car, you can look at a couple of products that are coming out that will give you a lot of the same connectivity and a lot of the same features that you can get on some of the brand new cars from the factory. Verizon has a program or a product called the Hum device that lets motors add on-store-like telemetrics to later model cars and trucks. Plugs into the vehicle's onboard diagnostic port under the dash, and it works with a wireless Bluetooth device that attaches to the visor. It can dispatch emergency service to the vehicle's location via GPS if a crash is detected. It can be used to summon roadside assistance. It can provide vehicle diagnostics, and it can help you locate your vehicle with a smartphone app if it's stolen or if you park it in a parking lot and can't find it again.
Nice.
So that's all, yeah, $14.99 a month. That's the subscription price, and that includes the equipment on it. Now, Magellan is going to go even further with a full line of new devices that they are showing at the Consumer Electric Show in Vegas. And they're going to have like a Roadmate, which is a dash cam navigator, which means that you've got navigation, you've got a dash cam that functions all the time, that videos everything around you and saves it because there's a built-in DVR, 1080p on that.
Wow.
Which is you know, when you see all those videos from all over the world, those people all have dash cams, and that's where you the crazy driving and stuff. But it's got two wide-angle cameras, one in the front, one in the back. It can give you lane departure warnings. It can give you proximity warnings if you're approaching the car in front of you too fast. It can give you a lot of the same kind of things that you can get on very, very expensive cars right now. And this is a plug-in. It's an add-on. So you can put it on almost any new car, and it really, really works well. It's going to sell for $179.99 when you have just the two cameras. You can actually get three more cameras and get a surround sound view of the car. You can see all the way around the car with that. And that'll be a little additional.
I get worried at anything I have to plug in or do myself because I'm not that technically savvy. So it's chances are it's not going to be hooked up right.
Yeah. You know, if most of the places that you buy these have installation.
Yeah, but you have to pay extra for it. Like I had to go get my iPhone screen fixed the other day. And in order to get a new film put on the top of it, they charge an extra $8 for that.
OtterBox.
Yeah. Too big for me, though.
I know, but it works.
It does work. I've had those.
Autoflex Leasing's fan text, do you lease sport cars like the Nissan 370 Nismo? Yes.
Yeah.
That would be a big yes. Mm-hmm. I like that car, by the way.
Lots of Autoflex Leasing fan text are chiming in with their 2016 driving resolutions again. Somebody says, I need to go on a road trip this year. Yeah. That'd be fun.
Absolutely.
Take us with you. Another guy says his resolution is to not get angry when people don't use their turn signals. I mean, really, how am I supposed to know when you want to change lanes?
They're out of blinker fluid.
Right.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, what are your thoughts on the new Jaguar Land Rover crossovers? On paper, the F-Pace and the Discovery look great. Are they good candidates for leasing? Yes. In fact, they're excellent candidates for leasing, and I'll tell you why. You never really know for sure about the resale on a Land Rover or a Jaguar product. Right now, the big Land Rovers have got tremendous resale, where some of the smaller Land Rovers do not sell that well in resale. So the guaranteed resale value or trade-in value that you get with a lease may be a really, really good thing. The other thing about the Jaguar, the same thing about the Jaguar, it's according to the model as to how well it resells, but the guaranteed resale on the lease is really, I would not buy one of those cars. I would lease it every time.
And that actually answers our next fan texter who said, do you lease Jaguars?
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed. Do you lease Fiat Chryslers?
We do. And if you're lucky enough to have one of the 570,000 that SUVs that are being recalled for a fire risk in two campaigns, God bless you. One of them has to do with the vanity mirror wiring. The other recall has to do with a low pressure hose. And that low pressure hose is the power steering fluid. So if that hose breaks, it could be a fire risk. I like the way they put this, though. It could also make it harder to steer the car. Well, yeah, because you'll have no power steering. That'll make it really hard to steer the car. So there's 570,000 SUVs involved. The 477,000 of them are 2011 and 2012 Jeep Grand Cherokees and Dodge Durango SUVs. They've had overheating problems. And, you know, you have to, if you've got one of these cars, so here's the thing. You can go to NTE, National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration.gov. You can put in your VIN number and you can find out if your car is one of the ones involved. The recall also involves 93,000 2015 Jeep Compasses and Patriot SUVs. So I would suggest take your VIN number if you've got one of these vehicles and go on to NHTSA's.gov's website. Find out if it is one of the cars in the recall, and that way you can get it to your local Fiat Chrysler dealer, and they will make the repairs free of charge.
Or you can just catch on fire, your choice.
Or not be able to steer.
Right.
Which is really ugly. Autoflex Leasing Fantex, do you lease high-end cars like the C7 or Stingrays? Yes. In fact, we've probably got the best lease on Stingray in the business right now, on a new Stingray.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Corvettes, by the way. They're terribly uncomfortable. But they're awesome cars.
Is a C7 a Corvette also?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So he kind of wants to go back and forth between the vets.
Yep.
Nowadays, cars are starting to get the technology where they can communicate with each other, but it brings about a lot of questions.
Well, yeah, you know, these are all 2016 questions because this is stuff we're going to be seeing coming into this year. But first of all, how will Google bring the self-driving car to market? One of their biggest assets in this whole thing and what they planned on was having self-driving cars acting as cabs with no driver.
Yeah.
Well, California is now mandated they must have a driver in the car or they can't have a fully automated car driving on the streets in California.
Oh.
It sort of shoots them in the head.
Of course.
Because they didn't plan on paying for a driver. They had their automated cars picking up people and dropping them off without a driver. So we'll see how that works, but they're coming to market, that's for sure. Vehicle-to-vehicle communications. We've been talking about it for a long time. We haven't really seen it, but we will start seeing vehicle-to-vehicle and vehicle-to-highway communications so that traffic signals and cars will all talk to one another so that the car will know that the traffic signal is up front. A car will understand if another car is coming, maybe blindsided from the right-hand side. They can't see them. So we'll see what happens with that. But starting in 2017, the Cadillac CTS is supposed to offer a lot of those communication options.
I love the idea, but it also scares me because of hackers.
Well, and that's the thing. Can they patch the security holes? Because last year we saw that a hacker with a laptop could stop a Jeep Grand Cherokee in its tracks or turn its motor off.
Yikes.
And so there's a lot of concerns about the ability to hack because cars are becoming one big computer.
Mm-hmm.
Will automakers catch up with Tesla on over-the-air updates back to the connected cars? We've seen Ford come back with a connection to its infotainment system that it sent out wirelessly. Tesla upgraded everyone's car that wanted to pay for it and gave them an autonomous driving feature. So it's a big thing, and I think you'll see more and more of the automakers updating over wireless because it works.
Mm-hmm.
Will Silicon Valley's car buying services find fans? I don't know that anyone will ever buy a car online like you buy a pair of boots
right.
or you buy a bicycle. I think cars tend to be very, very personal items, and people, even though they may not enjoy the traditional way of getting a car, they do enjoy getting one from Autoflex because all our people tell us that. But I think you still need to see, touch, feel.
Yes.
But we'll see.
Test drive.
Yep. I wonder which supplier is going to claim the biggest connected car, automated car banner for doing the most work, because you've got Bosch and Continental and Delphi, all these big companies that are doing this wireless work, and somebody's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting to see them work with different manufacturers. And someone will come up with systems that beat everyone else's. Autopilot, another big question. Will people actually give up driving their cars? I mean, there's a number of drivers that we've seen texts from here that say, no way, I like driving my car. I'm not giving it up. But there's going to be a big push to see more and more automated drivers.
I'd give it up.
CarPlay and Android Car, Android Auto, it's really difficult to know how that's going to work out. That is the Apple and Google trying to make their phones part of your car. Do you make the phone part of the car? Do you make the car an extension of the phone? That's going to change our industry quite a bit. Does your car speak to your house? And this is something,
ooh,
it talks to your phone now, but does it speak to your house? Does it warn you? Does it open garage doors? Does it do all that stuff by itself? Because they are working on electric links from the car to the house, and that's going to be a big change in the business. And finally, virtual reality. Volvo has come out with a virtual reality tool that they're going to use in their showrooms, where you put on these glasses and you can actually look inside one of their cars. You can rotate it in front of you. You can do all kinds of really cool stuff.
That's cool.
All mind-blowing new stuff coming down the pip.
Mm. And if you missed out on any of the stories we talked about or you want to follow along, go to autoflex.com. You can also call. They're open right now, 817 or 972-234-1234. We will be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Tammy, I hope you feel better. We can't wait to see you next week. For David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, and Snuggles, I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Mm-hmm.